The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Let's cross to the Olympics. We talked plenty of Olympics on this show already, but there's plenty of weird things going on, isn't
there? Oh, there's all sorts of weird things going on, Ben. It's all happening. And we, of course, saw yesterday the reaction, Ariane Titmus, the coach there, dry humping a glass wall, which I think just said... took Australia to the world, really, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we are, and like it or not.
I think just like Dieter Brummer was Australia to so many people, I'm pretty sure Ariane Titmus's coach already just confirms
the
stereotypes.
The, spectrum,
the stereotypes
it?
That people think about Australians. That's like, oh yeah, he's an Aussie.
And he just even down to the, like the sun bleached hair and everything.
He's a good looking rooster.
Yeah, he is. Just this like slightly dishevelled look that he had going on, and the green and gold. He was just That is just.
He's not wearing a mask.
Well, yes, you know.
So they're pretty strict on that over there.
They are. Did you see the official behind him, though? If you watch it in slow-mo, you can see the official in the background, like, shaking her hand, just going, what do I do with this guy? How do you handle Australians?
Yeah. I think to the Japanese, that would have been a really disturbing display of emotion.
Yes.
And talking about displays of emotion and affection, well, an Argentine fencer got the surprise of her life.
Oh, absolutely adorable. So she lost to a Hungarian, which was obviously very devastating for her, and she was very upset, and so her partner thought that he'd cheer her up in the best way possible. And she's been interviewed on the TV, you know, obviously they have the live interview after they've lost and have to, you know, put a brave face on. He's in the background holding the sign up saying, will you marry me? She turns around and sees it, and of course it's turned this very sad moment into something really happy for her, a moment in her life that she will always remember for the right reasons now. And of course she said yes. And she's thrilled. She says they're going to have a big party and a big barbecue.
Yeah, which
back
they
home.
Love it in Argentina. That's one of the reasons I always want to go to Argentina, I reckon. The barbecue's famous for their barbecues.
Maybe the borders open,
Ben, we'll
go for a
barbecue. Barbacoa? Something like that?
Do they?
I don't know.
We call them Barbies over here. I can't believe an Australian says they want to go overseas for a Barbie.
Yeah.
It's probably the most Australian thing I've heard, Ben.
Yeah, it is. Oh, Nat Richards, thanks for coming into the studio today. We know you've got so much to do back in the newsroom. We'll let you go and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ben.